Let's come back home now. We're going to check in with our three correspondents who have been following the leaders of the largest parties as they darted around the country, visiting most of the 43 constituencies. Evelyn O'Rourke has been on the campaign trail with the Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin. Evelyn, where are you today?
We are speaking to you today, Rachel, from the main street here in Greystones Village, which of course is in the heart of this four-seater of Wicklow, this constituency here. He started campaigning here earlier, meeting voters along here and also giving, I suppose, his final really media appearance, formal kind of press conference to us just outside the DART station here. So lots of questions again. You know, we always ask him about polls. He's been consistent in not responding to polls throughout the campaign, but one has to feel he must be satisfied with the consistency of Fianna Fáil's performance. But he won't speculate and just keep saying this view that he has that there's 43 elections happening tomorrow and that that is the main poll. So it was a very consistent message again today on this final day here.
How would you describe the campaign over the past 3 weeks?
I think it's been interesting and challenging in lots of ways. I think that the weather has been kinder than maybe people had anticipated, notwithstanding today's weather, which is cold. And I do think that has helped a little bit. I think that the first week or two, people were a little slower maybe to approach and to talk. I've really noticed this week, people are really focused. You know, they're coming up. They're not as sort of surprised when they see him, because sometimes people kind of look up and go, oh my God, there's Micheál Martin standing in the middle of Dunn's or whatever. What I find now is that people are immediately ready to engage and they've things on their mind. It's almost like that's now at the forefront of their minds. So I think it's been much more kind of active and engaging in the last week, and maybe as media appearances have ramped up too. So I do think voters are, you know, they're much more focused on what they want to say, and they see them, they see that there's one chance maybe to get their issue across the line. So there's been a broad kind of discussion, but that's been, I think that's been marked. The first few days were quite muted, I felt, and then literally that last week, as I say, they feel the energy has definitely boosted up a level.
Evelyn, thank you. Well, Tommy Mescal has been accompanying the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald since the election was called. Tommy, we heard a little clip earlier from Mary Lou MacDonald's conversations with reporters this morning. What else has been happening today?
That's right. She kicked off the final day of campaigning the same way she kicked off the first day of campaigning, which was with that press conference outside government buildings. She spoke of that momentum behind the party. She even said that she was aware of some young people who were travelling home to vote. But there was that plea too as well for people to lend their vote to Sinn Féin. And I think that's because of a concern in the party that it might lose some votes to independent candidates. She was asked as well who people should vote for, what other candidates people should vote for as they're moving down the ballot paper. And for the first time, she referred to parties such as the Social Democrats, People Before Profit and other left-wing candidates. At the moment, she's canvassing in Dublin City Centre. She'll also be canvassing in South Dublin. Her final stop this evening will be to a bingo hall in Cabra, where she'll be calling out the bingo numbers. So that will be her final stop in general election 2024.
So she's providing you with a video opportunity right until the end. How would you describe the 3 weeks of canvassing, Tommy?
I think Sinn Féin will feel that this was a well-managed campaign, because if you think back to 3 weeks ago, the party was on the back foot. It was sliding in the opinion polls. They've managed to stop that and they've managed to put the party back into a growth trajectory. So I think they'll be pleased and content with how the campaign has gone. However, if you look back to just a few months ago, Sinn Féin was riding high in the opinion polls. It looked as though it would be the lead party in the next government. It's now neck and neck with the other two big parties, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. So perhaps from that perspective, there would be disappointment. But overall, during the last 3 weeks, I think they're pretty pleased.
Tommy, thank you. Let's go now to Samantha Librari, who's been following the Fine Gael leader, Simon Harris. Samantha, you're in Lucan in Dublin Midwest this lunchtime. How has your campaign changed over the 3 weeks?
Well, Rachel, as I drove up Chesterfield Avenue in the Phoenix Park today, on the way out here, I was reminded of this day 3 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago Friday, when Simon Harris almost burst out of Ursa Nuachtarán and straight onto the campaign trail in Castleknock, and this almost frenetic energy as he ran around housing estates knocking on doors. There was that awkward hug with Leo Varadkar, his support bus, a lot of momentum and that new energy that he was talking about very much on display. And over that first week, we were up, down and around the country covering thousands of kilometres. There was a huge amount of meet and greets and a huge amount of issues being raised with him. I've covered two previous general election campaigns and I've really been taken aback by the spectrum of issues that have come up. It wasn't just one or two things, there was stuff across the board. And that pace of meeting people in interaction provided great footage for Simon Harris's social media platforms, of which he has many. But the media interactions, they were always dominated by those controversies and those political issues that kept raising their heads. In the second week, we saw his public appearances pared back a little bit, but as we all know, there was one public interaction that changed the course of this campaign, and that was in Kanturk last Friday, and it coincided with two drops in the polls for Simon Harris. So I think it's incredibly ironic in a way that the so-called TikTok Taoiseach had this awkward moment that went viral when, you know, it was an issue that his whole political career was based on in relation to disability. It also brought up a new issue at the end of the campaign about Section 39 workers. Since then, his public appearances have been quite limited. The focus in the last few days has been on debates, on media interviews, and also, interestingly, Fine Gael have been putting Pascal Donoghue very much front and centre. Today he's doing a blitz of the Dublin constituencies.
You've been up close throughout. How do you think it's gone for the party leader over the campaign?
There's no doubt after 3 weeks watching Simon Harris up close that he's a popular figure. He has name recognition with people young and old. He's also very personable and he gives a huge amount of time to people interacting on both difficult issues and issues he's keen to talk about. And I think that's why the incident in Kanturk hit so hard. But what you can't ignore is the fact that lots of the faces around him are new. When the old ministers and outgoing TDs are there, they have the recognition factor. The other people who are beside him, not much so. So Fine Gael denied that this is a challenge, but I suppose we'll see in the coming days. The question really is Simon Harris, has he done enough to bring these people to the attention of voters? There's no doubt that this wasn't the campaign that Fine Gael had planned. We asked him earlier if this was the right time to have gone to the country, given he had the choice to wait. He says it has, and I suppose we'll find out whether it was in the next 48 hours. But at the start of this campaign, all of the talk was about the Harris hop, and I think in the next 2 days we'll be looking to see whether it'll be the Harris hold, whether they've managed to hold on to their seats.
Samantha, thank you very much. Samantha Labrerie there, still on the campaign trail for another few hours at least with Simon Harris. Well, over the course of the election campaign, one of the big issues has been the cost of living, with significant numbers of people telling both politicians and pollsters that this is the issue most likely to influence their vote. New figures show that consumer prices rose by 0.5% in the year to November. That's the highest rate in 3 months. Our economics and public affairs correspondent David Murphy is here. David, throughout this campaign, people have spoken about how they're being affected by the high cost of food, the cost of energy, the cost of rent. What do these figures tell us?
Well, I guess they show that the cost of living issue hasn't gone away. And we've got to remember that prices over recent years have increased an awful lot. What these figures today show is that they're still increasing, but at a much lower rate. And what they show is that prices have risen by about 0.5% over the past 12 months. But a lot of it looks as if it's being driven by a rise in food prices. They're up 1.7% over the past 12 months, and they're up in November as well, just marginally. What's been bringing down the rate of inflation has been the lower level of increases in energy prices. So they've actually fallen by 7.7% over the past 12 months, although they're up marginally in November as well. So prices still going up, but at a lower rate.
Could it have implications for a further interest rate cut? Because another rate cut had been expected in December.
That's right. So interest rates have been cut 3 times so far, and they're now, we had a rate cut in October, bringing the central rate by the European Central Bank down to 3.25%. There's a lot of speculation that the European Central Bank could move again on the 12th of December. Now, there are different noises coming from the Executive Council in the European Central Bank. Some of them feel they've come down enough, but a lot of them feel they should continue to go down. And if we look at what the markets say, they have priced in a further rate cut next month and more rate cuts to come. So it would be good news for consumers if that actually happens. I think we'll know more tomorrow when we'll get the overall inflation rates for all of the countries using the euro, the eurozone, and that'll be critical. That'll be the critical point, piece of information that the European Central Bank will look at before it makes its final judgment on the 12th of December.
David, thanks a million. David Murphy there, our economics and public affairs correspondent. We'll have more on the news at one after a short break.